sur les ondes la plus multiculturelle 96.1 FM La Parole Radio, la chaîne africaine en direct de Vancouver de la Colombie-Britannique au Canada. Live
KMG, the most enthusiastic DJ of all time, bringing you the best of news and great music from the African world up to the Caribbean. Be ready, it's coming.
Ça flamme. Civilisé, bonjour mes auditeurs et auditrices, merci bien d'être au rendez-vous hebdomadaire de la semaine sur votre chaîne africaine La Parole 96.1 en direct de la Colombie-Britannique, Vancouver sur la côte ouest du Canada avec votre animateur de toutes couleurs, DJ KMG Weather, welcome on board. Alors, nous sommes à la troisième semaine du premier mois du nouvel an 2009, ça veut dire que tout va très bien. Pour le programme d'aujourd'hui, notre invité sur Crossroad, l'auteur du livre Black Pain is Just Look Like We Are Not Hurting sera en direct live de New York aux États-Unis. Alors, comme la tradition le demande, parcours musical sur le vieux continent, Afrique jusqu'aux Caraïbes, le ton est donné avec Petit Pays, le Camerounais. Brought to you by The Afro New, your community number one newspaper on the west coast of Canada, based in Vancouver, theafronew.ca. On y va!
Civilisé, tout le monde est debout, la fête va commencer. Brenda.
Come on!
JP Mpiono. As you can see, that's the way we're doing in Africa. It's the heartbeat coming to Afrobeat, the number one radio show here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Anyway, in a few minutes, we're going to be receiving live from New York Terry Williams, president of the Terry Williams Agency, founder of Stay Strong Foundation and mental health advocates. Healing starts within us. Depression is not a crime, it's illness. Out of the black pain, it just look like we are not hurting. She'll be on the show live in the next 5 minutes. Keep enjoying this great music from Africa. Oliva!
Le grand maître Étienne Mundele, millionnaire, Fondation Mundele. Le grand sage.
96.1 FM La Palabra, Vancouver's best Afrobeat.
Delfengano.
tigresse.
Carré, Nyata Toleka, deuxième volume.
Famille Kuti. We have a live on the phone from New York, the author Terry Williams, president of the Terry Williams Agency, founder of Stay Strong Foundation, a mental health advocate. Healing starts within us. Depression is not a crime, it's the illness. Out of the black pain, it just look like we are not hurting. Terry Williams live from New York.
Sur le temps du carrefour.
Discover Crossroads, man and his culture.
Carrefour vous amène à découvrir l'homme et sa culture.
Good morning, Madame Terry Williams. How are you today?
I am cold and in my right mind today.
You can see that.
Doing well, thank you.
That's wonderful. We want
to. I have a little bit of a cold, so just wanted to make you aware of that. But I'm very excited to be on with you.
Is it the weather? That's the nature of our life. That doesn't matter. It's good for us. Terry William, author of Black Pain, it just look like we are not hurting. Can you tell, please, a little bit, our listener, about yourself?
Yeah, I am 50-year-old sister who started her own business about, I'm 54, and I started my public relations company about 20 years ago. Started out with Eddie Murphy and Miles Davis, and, you know, have been blessed to represent some of the biggest names in the business. I am also a social worker by training. I am the daughter, one of two daughters, born to Marie and Charles Williams. Both of my parents grew up in the South as sharecroppers. And, you know, had very good home training, went to nursery school, and, you know, pretty regular family. My dad owned his own trucking company. It was a small trucking company. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I heard a click. And then my mother went to college and graduate school after my sister and I finished school. And just good, strong values that I grew up with. Always understood that that it was important that that God gave you something, that it was important to share that with other people. Mm-hmm. My mother was one of nine. She was the only one of nine children to graduate from high school and then go on to college. And so I was always, when I was growing up, I was always like little Miss Goody Two Shoes, always trying to, to study and to join service organizations and that kind of thing, because that was something that was instilled in me as I was growing up.
When did you write and publish your first book, and what is the tale of that inspired you to write this book?
Well, my first book was called The Personal Touch, What You Really Need to Succeed in Today's Fast-Paced Business World. And that came about because I was asked to write an article in Essence Magazine by then Susan Taylor. She very much liked the way that I handled business. Mm-hmm. I really try to pay attention to the little things in life. I think if there are 100 people out there who do what you do and have the exact same credentials, you have to figure out what you're going to do, how you're going to carry yourself in a way that will make you stand out from everybody else. So I wrote that article for Essence Magazine, and it got such a tremendous response. Even a year later, people would come up to me and tell me how the practices in that article helped them to win new business, to get promotions, and that kind of thing. And so a friend of mine in California, Helen Goss, said to me, I think that there is a book inside of you. And I really didn't think so. But one day she just came up with an overview of what she thought it should look like. And it made sense to me. And I got an agent and did a proposal and got a book deal. And it came out in 94. And I tell you, I've been very, very blessed to see the reception to the book. It really has changed a lot of people's lives and taught them how to be better business people and just to focus on the little things in life that make you stand out. You know, somebody refers business to you, to send a thank you note, to remember the little things about people. You know, if someone has had a loss in their life or something like that, you know, everybody's tends to send their condolence notes right after it happens. And that's a very good thing to do. Yeah. But I also think it's important to stay in touch with people maybe 6 months or a year later to let them know that you're still thinking about them. And when people are dealing with so much in their lives, they tend to pay attention to the people who acknowledge them.
In your most recent book, Black Pain, it just looked like we are not hurting based on your personal circumstances. And can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Well, yes, I wrote Black Pain. It just looks like we're not hurting because I had a breakdown. I basically had a breakdown, emotional breakdown, about 4 years ago. After years and years and years of really not paying attention to myself, I was giving and doing to others, putting everybody, everything else, including my business and my employees, before me. I want to, just share with your listeners that all of us on this planet, all of us inherit the pain of our parents. You know, because of we've passed on from generation to generation from slavery, when horrible, unspeakable things would happen to us, and we had to act as if we weren't hurting or there would be really dire consequences. So as a result, we learn to be silent about the things that hurt us. And so that gets passed on to us, and then you are born, and then life happens to you. And so when you don't talk about the things that bother you, your anger, frustration, resentments, somebody, maybe even your parents hurt your feelings, and you don't talk about these things, they can eat you up inside. And so I just started, I learned early on in life to not talk about the things that bothered me. And when you don't, then you self-medicate with drugs, alcohol, food, promiscuous, unprotected sex, shopping when we don't have any money, gambling, and the violence in our streets. So of years of ignoring some of the signs that were wrong, for I had a breakdown, and I, for about 9 months, I could really barely function. You know, I had a business to run. I was out doing speaking engagements, but I would wake up every morning with this overwhelming sense of dread, crippling anxiety. I would lie in bed in a fetal position, in tears. I to numb the pain, I would eat a lot. I slept a lot. I was highly irritable. I was snapping at people. Had no joy whatsoever. And then basically some friends got me to a psychiatrist because I was not really handling my business. I wasn't answering the phone. And when I went to this psychiatrist, you know, she said very clearly, because I like almost fell into the chair in tears, and she said, you know, you are suffering from clinical depression. And when I heard that, you know, Honoré, it was like a weight had been lifted, because finally what I was dealing with had a name to it. And I think that we, as in particular as black folks, we haven't named our pain. We don't know what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like. And so I was asked to, a year or so later, I was asked to share my story in Essence magazine. I received over 10,000 letters from people across the country in different parts of the world, telling me, thanking me for having the courage to speak about it, and telling me that I was the only one that they had told. Best friends didn't know, family members didn't know. So it made me realize that the silence in our community, the silence and the stigma in our community about depression, or even knowing what it is, was killing us, and that I had to do something about that in my own way, and it was to write this book that would tell us in everyday language what it is that we're going through. And then we created this movement, Healing Starts With Us, and really just asking people to make a commitment, to pledge each one of us to break the silence of depression. We would like to see 1 million people make that commitment to each other, to ourselves as a community, because we're dying in the streets every day. So we ask people to go to our website, which is www.healingstartswithus.net, and just pledge to break the silence in depression.
We will take some music break and come back to you. Thank you so much for the moment. As you hear earlier, we have on the phone live from New York, author of the book, Black Pain, It Just Look Like We Are Not Hurting, Madam Terry Williams. Are you there?
I am here.
And listen to you. Do you think today you feel accomplished the purpose of this book now in circulation?
Oh, my God. I feel very blessed. I've been getting letters from all over the country, a lot of brothers and sisters in prison, just saying thank you for helping me to understand my pain. So we've been having these Healing Starts With Us events around the country where I share my testimony and I encourage other people to share their stories. And then we have therapists on hand to talk to people who feel as if they, you know, want to talk further. So, yes, I believe we have a long way to go,
yeah,
but I know we're making a big difference.
And what will you say in the ultimate cure for depression in our almost in the black community and worldwide?
Worldwide, it's that we have to step outside of ourselves and share our stories with each other, because so many of us wear the mask, the game face every day. We're smiling, going to work, not working, acting as if we're fine when inside we're breaking inside, dying inside. So I think the key, the ultimate cure, share your story with somebody else, because the healing starts with us, one person at a time, that you're not alone, that it's treatable. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of great strength to be able to ask for help and to go talk to a therapist. Ask God to give you the strength to keep going in your day-to-day. But it's healing starts with us, and that's why we're asking people to go to that website and pledge to be compassionate to yourself and to other people. You never know what a person has gone through in their early life and what it takes for them to go to work or school that day.
Where can we obtain a copy of this, your publication?
Any bookstore or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. I promise you, I went through a great deal of hell to come out on the other side, and I'm still standing. This is a book, pure love for our people. And so I would encourage people to read it. It will totally change your life. Got to be able to face our pain. The tears will flow. But I think ultimately it'll enable us to be all that God has called us to do and to be.
To take you out from this amazing world we are going to celebrate coming this Tuesday, inauguration of the President-elect Barack Obama, what is your thought for that?
My thought is, God is good. What an extraordinary moment in the history of the world, and that we all have to do the work. You know, it's one thing to celebrate this, and we do need to take a moment and celebrate, but now we gotta get our hands dirty. Obama has said on many occasions he cannot do this alone, so we have to figure out what it is that we can do collectively to lift each other up, because of where the economy is right now. Many, many, many people are suffering. Some don't feel that they can really be honest and say they are suffering with job loss and home foreclosures, but we have to do the work. And sometimes the work means reaching out to somebody, a fellow worker, or giving a smile or a word of encouragement to somebody on the street. Yes, you can. Whatever it is that might be your challenge, we can do it. We can do it.
We thank you so much, Madam Terry Williams, author of The Black Pain, It Just Look Like We Are Not Hurting. We thank you so much for doing this show today, and many blessings to you and courage to continue the wonderful job you are doing.
Thank you. You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Stay strong.
Yeah. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar and spine, I feel nice. A sugar and spine, so nice, so nice. I got you. Mm-hmm.
auditeurs, la porte est ouverte sur la palabre.
Send your message out to the world by advertising your service or product on La Palabre. Join us in sharing the cultural diversity of Africa. For opportunities for advertising or sponsorship, please call 604-639-7890 or visit the website at www.privilegegroup.net for more information. La Palabre, your window to the world.
La Palabre, votre fenêtre sur le monde. As-tu déjà visité Abantu Magasin? Abantu?
Abantu for the best hair products and cosmetics. They have a large selection of good quality human hair extensions at affordable prices. 4633 Kingsway in Burnaby. Call 604-431-4588. Abantu, the number one shop for African beauty products.
Abantu? Très cool. Voilà la bonne nouvelle de la presse écrite.
The Afro News, the voice of unity, bringing you the news, ideas, and expressions from African communities around the world. The Afro News, the first and only Afro newspaper on the West Coast.
Avec de la publication en français et en anglais.
A publication of Privilege Group Holdings. Log on to www.theafronews.com.
Café cacao. Alors, that's Monique Seka de la Côte d'Ivoire. as you hear earlier, that was Madame Terry Williams, president of Terry Williams Agency, founder of the Stay Strong Foundation, and mental health advocates. Healing starts within us. Depression is not crime; it is illness. Out of the black pain, it just looks like we are not hurting. And she was the one who we just hear now. I think she spoke very well. And we have to stand for ourselves and make a difference for the world we live now in anywhere. Enjoy this beautiful music from Ivory Coast. Oniva! Écoutez la Palabre Radio sur les ondes 96.1 avec KMJ.
Oh,
l'actualité africaine de la semaine.
De Afro News. Le premier ministre somalien, Nour Hassan Hussein, a formellement annoncé jeudi sa candidature à l'élection présidentielle qui aura lieu plus tard ce mois. Le parlement de transition somalien va élire un nouveau président pour succéder Abdullahi Youssef Ahmed qui a démissionné le mois dernier après litige avec le premier ministre autour des négociations avec l'alliance pour la seconde libération de la Somalie. L'opposition. Les avocats de Jean-Pierre Bemba ont exclu jeudi toute responsabilité de cette ancienne vice-présidente congolais dans les crimes commis selon l'accusation par Malice en République centrafricaine devant la Cour pénale internationale à La Haye. La défense a mis en cause le président centrafricain de l'époque, Angel Félix Patassé, que le rébellion de M. Bemba à le mouvement de libération du Congo était venu appuyer en 2002-2003 pour contrer un coup d'État. La junte au pouvoir en Guinée depuis le coup d'État le 23 décembre a formé mercredi soir un gouvernement de 29 membres composé de technocrates et de militaires où les partis politiques sont absents. Selon un communiqué sur les radios et télévisions nationales, dans ce gouvernement comptant 27 ministres dont 3 femmes et 2 secrétaires d'État, les militaires occupent les postes clés de la défense, de la sécurité, des finances et de la justice. Le décret a été signé par le chef de l'État de la junte, le capitaine Moussa Dadi Camara, sur proposition du premier ministre, le banquier cabinet Camara, nommé par les putschistes le 30 décembre. Le mouvement islamique palestinien Hamas a proposé un cessez-le-feu d'un an avec l'Israël en échangeant d'un retrait des troupes israéliennes sur de la bande de Gaza et de la suspension du blocus imposé à l'enclave, a annoncé un haut responsable du Hamas vendredi. Sur deux du bureau politique du Hamas, Moussa Abdul Mourouk, établi à Damas, a indiqué que l'offre avait été faite par une délégation du Damas, en indiquant que l'offre a été faite par une délégation du mouvement aux autorités égyptiennes lors d'une rencontre au Caire, précisé que le Hamas attendait maintenant une réponse d'Israël. Phénomène rare dans la politique au Niger, la majorité de la classe politique proche de l'opposition comme du pouvoir s'attend désormais autour d'un même objectif, empêcher l'actuel président Mamadou Tanja de rester du jour de plus en fin de mineur au bout de 10 ans de pouvoir. Les négociations directes entre le gouvernement de la République démocratique du Congo et les rebelles ont pris à Nairobi avec des négociations pour une cessation conjointe des hostilités en cours. Et les discussions visent à amener une accalmie dans la région de l'est du pays en proie à des troubles. Des affrontements entre une milice proche du pouvoir soudanais et les rebelles du mouvement pour la justice et l'égalité ont fait plusieurs morts jeudi après de la ville stratégique de Mouragira, au sud du Darfour. Les rebelles du GEM ont affirmé avoir été attaqués par les hommes de Mini Arkoa Murawi. Ce dernier, qui dirige une faction de l'armée de libération du Soudan, est le seul chef de guerre à avoir signé en 2006 un accord de paix avec le gouvernement de Khartoum. Le président nigérien Omar Odoi a reconnu mercredi que l'impact de l'affrontement financier mondial avait déjà commencé à être visible au Nigeria et a ordonné au ministre de prendre des mesures perspectives pour réduire les dégâts en 2009. La Guinée-Bissau a décrété un deuil national ce jeudi à la mémoire des personnes mortes dans une série de chavirements de pirogues de voyageurs dont le dernier remonte à dimanche faisant 4 morts et 64 disparus. Le conseil d'administration de la Banque africaine de développement, BAD, a approuvé l'octroi d'un don de 6,16 millions de dollars à la Gambie dans une communiqué rendu public jeudi soir à Tunis. La BAD a souligné que ce don qui couvre la période de 2008-2010 fait partie des ressources du compte descendant de la BAD pour répondre à la crise alimentaire en Afrique. C'était une semaine d'actualité sur le continent africain, sponsorisée par des Afronews, Voice of Unity, de Afronews.ca.
La parole africaine.
C'était l'actualité africaine sur 96.1 sur FM.
Changement du tempo, d'en dire de Caraïbes avec Eddie Lefel. Allez, c'est Mama, on y va. Yeah, this program brought to you by the Afro New, your number one community newspaper, who celebrated 25 years in service of publishing this newspaper here in the West Coast of Canada. Your $30 yearly subscription support is invited and welcome. The Afro New.ca. On y va? Lazar Hawk, CD release party for a reason tonight. No, can't have it there. Tonight at Rhythm Cafe, 317 East Broadway. This event is sponsored by African Peace Forum. The Afro News Advantique can be obtained by calling 778-892-7757. That's Lazar Hawk, CD release party tonight and for a reason tonight at Rhythm Cafe. We have National Congress Black Foundation Coordinator invite you to join them at the College of Making Difference. Canada Post unveiled 2 commemorative stamps Sunday, February 1st, 2009 at 6 p.m. at Vancouver Playhouse at Cumbie Street. Here, contact more information at 604-605-0124, supported by the Afro News. Well wishes of the first African President of the U.S. At the World West Hall here, 1882 Adanaika. Africa Dance Performance by Masabu Dance Company. Special Poetry for President Barack Obama by Kevin Cameron. Food, DJ music and dancing at 1 a.m. For more information, call 604-805-7303. Oliva!
Knock, 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 you know, there's the door.
auditeurs, la porte est ouverte sur la palabre.
Send your message out to the world by advertising your service or product on La Palabre. Join us in sharing the cultural diversity of Africa. For opportunities for advertising or sponsorship, please call 604-639-7890 or visit the website at www.privilegegroup.net for more information. La Palabre, your window to the world.
La Palabre, votre fenêtre sur le monde. As-tu déjà visité Abantu Magasin? Abantu?
Abantu, for the best hair products and cosmetics. They have a large selection of good quality human hair extensions at affordable prices. 4633 Kingsway in Burnaby. Call 604-431-4588. Abantu, the number one shop for African beauty products.
Abantu? Très cool. Voilà la bonne nouvelle de la presse écrite.
The Afro News, the voice of unity, bringing you the news, ideas, and expressions from African communities around the world. The Afro News, the first and only Afro newspaper on the West Coast.
Avec de la publication en français et en anglais.
A publication of Privilege Group Holdings. Log on to www.theafronews.com.
Alpha Blondie, Grand Bassam, Alpha Kaya. Ah, sinon, this program brought to you by the Afro News. You're about our community newspaper. We're looking for more sponsors for the show. If you are more interested, please reach us at privilegegroup.net or at the AfroNews.ca anytime to share your idea for us. We're looking for more sponsors for this show to continue serving you and bring the Afrobeat. The best you can ever find any radio station here in north of America, and then I think it's a good job we are doing. Support sponsor by contact 604-639-7890. 604-739-7890. On y va. Makosa, concours de patience avec Hike Koto. This show broadcast you can get 24 hours anytime at privilegegroup.net, or you can go to the AfroNews.ca to be able to get the podcast of the show 24 hours open to you. You can reach us at 604-639-7890 anytime. 604-639-7890 to discuss the idea for sponsorship. As you know, we're looking forward to your support and continue to serve you better. On y va. We'll be right back.
96.1 FM, La Palabra, Vancouver's best Afrobeat.
Ah oui, le Longova, c'est le grand Congo avec les grandes scous. Ah si, oh non, this year, the Afro-Nu is celebrating 25 years serving the community. Afro-Nu is already making some milestones. Subscribe to Afro-Nu just $30 a year to continue support them doing their wonderful job. You can pick your Afro-Nu at any library around you and anytime, or you can just call the office, go to the office here in downtown, and you can just keep your copy. Also, as I said, we are looking for sponsors for this show to continue support you or bring the best music of Afro community around the world to you. Anytime, feel free to reach us 604-639-7890. We can share some idea. As you all know, we almost are at the end of the show, and I will leave it to you. Be courageous, no matter how your problem must be, and feel free to always keep smiling, no matter how your challenge must be. And that's the dream you brought to this country, and continue work toward your goal. Anybody, I leave it to you and enjoy this wonderful weekend. Ciao, ciao, KMG, bye.
Voilà, Christophe Foto, Lionel Châtelain,
Roger Baba,
Chop Chop,
Jojo Weya Waka Waka Mame, Yassela Rafato,
le turbo propulseur de la musique africaine.
La porte est ouverte sur la palabra.
Send your message out to the world by advertising your service or product on La Palabre. Join us in sharing the cultural diversity of Africa. For opportunities for advertising or sponsorship, please call 604-639-7890 or visit the website at www.privilegegroup.net for more information. La Palabre, your window to the world.
La Palabre, votre fenêtre sur le monde.
Et ça m'attendu. Alpha Tumba. C'est trop grave. Bibi Daouda.
Maman Makoudala.
Tchon José Médabé.
Yéle Makoudala.
Maman
Soumani Foli. Non, Tchamala Makoudala. Allez,
Jalou Adé.
Maman Makoudala. Yéle Makoudala. Eric Elema Jéjé Foto Koudila Makoudala.
This is the world of 96.1 FM. CHKG, Fairchild Radio, Vancouver.